Today's shiur in the Dear Shiur Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Tzadi Vav Omud Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're still in Simen Shin Hei, dealing with the halachos of what an animal is allowed to go out with on Shabbos without the owner being over an Isser. And we're at Sif Yud Beis. The Mechaber starts and he says, Lo Seisei Bechosam. An animal is now allowed to go out with some sort of an emblem, some sort of a sign that animal belongs to somebody. Bein Shu B'Tzavor, whether it's on the neck of the animal, or Bein Shuhu Bechsuso, whether it's woven into the garment or the blanket that the animal is wearing. And the Mishnah explains in Siv Katan Mem Hey, the reason for this is, Da'av Shu Orug O Tofor Bechsuso, even when it's woven into or sewn into the blanket or the garment that the animal is wearing, and in this situation, Dalek Lamechash Dumo Mifsak Vyosil Asuye, and there is no concern over here that it's going to fall off, obviously, it's woven or sewn in. Nevertheless, we're concerned over here, we make a low plug. Afilu hochi asur, it's still nevertheless forbidden. The gazru orig otu eno orig. We're making a gzeir over here that you can't go out with the woven one because you may then come to go out with the non-woven one, and there would be a concern it would fall off. It's an expensive item, and the person would carry it, dalan amos birshus harabim. Dishfu number 17 brings down the same thing would apply to a dog that's going out with some sort of a simen around its neck that it is a domesticated dog and it won't be killed as a wild dog. So the Aruch HaShulchan writes, Osu l'haniach l'kelev lotzeis imo l'rishus harabim. You can't let the kelev go out into a real rishus harabim with a simen on it. However, Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brought down the Shmir Shabbos Kehuchasa disagrees, and he says because it's for the benefit of the dog that it should be able to go out into rishus harabim, so therefore, mechshav gam simen haheker hanasa Avuro kito elis lekelev. Since you want the dog to be able to go and run wild, and it's a benefit to the dog to do so, and this allows the dog to do so, so therefore he says it's permissible. And he adds, Sha'av shashmiru hanasis ayide simon haheker eno shmiras tivis. Even though this is not a natural defense for the dog, it's a human agreed upon defense of the dog, that if you see a dog wearing such a sign, you don't shoot it as a wild dog. Nevertheless, mikomokom nechshav adov kishmira ukemabush lekelev. So Shlomo Zalman disagrees with Aruch HaShulchan, and he says this is an acceptable type of a shmira. Furthermore, he says, if you, however, have some sort of a simon on the dog, Sheba ofen zeh lo nasa simon el latovas habalim, that's only that, to, for example, to prevent the owners from having to pay a tax. If they see the dog wearing such a sign, they know that the owners have either paid the money or whatever the situation may be, that they don't have to pay a tax. And if you don't have that, they would make you pay a tax. So then it's really for the benefit of the owner. In this situation, Shlomo Zalman Paskins would be also to allow the kelev to go out with this into the Rishus HaRabim. Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Ein ha-gomo yotze b'mitul teles. A camel is not allowed to go out with this thing called a mitul teles. What is that? So the Mechaber explains, V'hu k'min kar karton, it's some sort of a small cushion or pillow, shinosim tachas novo, that you place underneath the tail of the camel, and you're not allowed to have the camel go out with this, afilu hikshur lo biznovo, even if it's attached, it's tied to the tail of the animal. And you only would be allowed to go out with it, elim kein hoiso kashura biznovo, you have to tie it to two places, to the tail, or bechato tarto, and to the hump of the camel, or obishul yasa, or to the placenta of the animal. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Mem Vav that the concern over here is, the shema nofoil for osil asuye, that this cushion is going to fall off, and it's an expensive thing, it's something that you want to keep, and you'll pick it up and carry it down at Amos Bishus Rabim. And that's why if you attach it only to the tail, it's too likely to fall off. However, abu kishashura bishneim, but if you tie it to the tail and to the hump, or the tail into the placenta, mihadak shapir v'lo nofal, it will be much better attached, it won't fall off, and the rabbis will not go through in this situation that it's a problem. Now, when you attach it to the hump, it's obvious, v'chein b'shul yasa, when you attach it to the placenta as well, kiven dekoyev lo, the animal will be in pain if it tries to shift it and move it off, lo minachtscha l'kan l'kan, it's not going to go and try to move it from one place to another to loosen this cushion from it, because it will get pain when it does so therefore it will not do it. Siv Katan Mem Zayin, puzzling Mishneh Berurah over here, to be honest. The Mishneh Berurah explains, what does chatotarto mean? He says, kemin chatoteres. It is a type of a hump. Yesh legomel. The camels have humps agabem. They have on their back. So it appears to me that in the times of the Mishneh Berurah, there weren't pictures of what camels looked like. There were no camels in Europe. And they simply did not necessarily know what a camel looked like. And the Mishneh Berurah, Mistam, is telling us over here to describing that a camel has a hump on it. Unless there's a deeper meaning that I'm somehow missing that the Chofetz Chaim tried to convey over here. Sifya Dalit. The Mechaber writes, Lo tseisei shum behema, lo okud v'lo rogel. No animal is allowed to go out when it's okud or rogel. What are these things? So okud, pirush okud, the explanation the Mechaber tells us of okud, it means shekosher yodo achasim ragla. You're tying a front leg with a back leg together. And what does rogel mean? V'rogel, hainu shekosher achas miraglea klapi mala. You fold one of the legs, for example, over on itself, so it's bent at the knee, and it's tied to itself. And in this way, it will only be able to go shlo telech elo al shalosh ragloim. It will only be able to walk on three of its legs. The purpose of both of these two is to slow the animal down and not allow it to run away. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Memches, the reason why you can't do this, you're not allowed to let the animal go out awkward or rogel in these fashions that we just described, is because it's painful to the animal, and it's therefore this binding is considered a masui for the animal, and it's not permitted. Others explain, no, because this rope or this cloth over here that you bound the animal with is going to fall off, and you're going to carry it down the amas vishu sarabim. And therefore, v'dafko yod achas, that's only when you do it with one leg, one foot. If you have two of the front legs, or two of the hind legs, to prevent the animal from running away, like it's very commonly done when horses pass you that they would do this, then it's not a problem. This is considered a regular watching of the animal, and that's not considered a burden, as we've already explained in an earlier shurim in this simon. Chavetz Chaim points out in Sharet Zion Osmim Dalid that according to this opinion that says you can go out with both legs tied, so then he asks, how come this isn't a problem? According to the opinion that says it's a masui over here because it's a tsar for the behema, so what difference does it make if it's going to easily come off or not easily come off? It's still a masui for the behema. And he suggests that maybe according to that opinion that it's much better tied, muhuduk shapir, in this case when it's two legs, and maybe that's the reason why there's no concern you come to carry it down and I'm assuming shusarabin. Dishvah number 18 brings down that af shek shira zu nasis l'tzorok shimrasi, even though this tying is done for the benefit of the animal, so you can watch it better, so the chidushi basra brings down shahetu lotzeis bedover hanitzrok l'shmira horakash shashomim is batel el haguf v'nechshav kechelik mimenu. The only time the animal can go out with something that's for its own protection is if it's, so to say, subordinate to the body, and it becomes part of the animal, so to say. But something that causes pain, as this okud and rogel do, this is something that's waiting to be taken off. It's not going to be staying on there for a long time. You will take it off as soon as you can because you know it causes the animal discomfort. And therefore, machmas kein einu is batel al guf. Therefore, it's not considered subordinate to the body, like, for example, the muzzles and the halters and the reins that we talked about previously that are permissible. Siftes Vav, the Mechaber writes, Lo yikshor gemalim ze achar ze, v'u tofes ba'avso harishon, u'kulam nimshoch ma'yodo. You're not allowed to have a line of camels over here, one after the other, where the fifth animal is tied to the fourth, which is tied to the third, tied to the second, and tied to the first, and then you're holding just the reins of the first animal. That you're not allowed to do, as the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Memtes, Mishum demechse, kimando ozil l'mochum l'shuki. It has the appearance, the marisayin over here, that you're carrying them to the market, because this was the normal way that you bring a number of animals to the market. Based upon this reasoning, even if this was tied together in Erev Shabbos, it would still be forbidden because it's a Maris Ayin concern. In a moment, the Mechaber is going to tell us that there is an opinion that doesn't even allow you to do this when you're holding all of the reins of the animals together. And he says that this opinion that he's going to bring down is the Yesh Misha Oser, the Svirulei, the Gam Bezer, Shayach HaTamanal, that this is also a concern of Maris Ayin, that it looks like you're bringing him to the market, is in a Das Yochid, V'ayim Bel Yeraba, Shevid, Hi, Rak, Das Yechida, V'chalaposkim, Cholkim, Ola, V'ayim Lachush, L'zeh. You don't have to be concerned about this Das Yochid. Now we'll see it inside in the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes that it is permissible not to carry just the first one that's leading five other camels, for example, Avalim Tofes, Kama, Asre, Gamalim, Yodu, Mutu. But if he's holding all five of the reins over here in his hand, that's permissible. But then he brings down this Yesh Omrim, which is apparently from the Tur, Yesh Misha Oser Gam Bazeh, that this is forbidden, and as we brought down, this is Das Yochid. This opinion is very machmir, says you can only bring out one animal, because otherwise it looks like you're taking to the market. But as we pointed out, the Mishnah Berurah says we don't have to be concerned with this machmir opinion. Sif Tezayin. Hamotzi Behema Vu Moshra Ba'afsar. If you're going and taking an animal out and you're leading it by its halter, Sarkli Zor Shlo Yetzi Rosh Hachevu Mitachas Yodo Tefach Lemata. You have to be careful when you're holding this animal's reins over here and you're leading it with its halter. So you have to make sure that you don't let more than a tefach extend beyond your hand, because it looks like you're carrying it in that situation. The Dome Kamisha Nosa Biyoto. It appears that you're carrying the rein in that situation. Vlo Mischazya Me'afsar Behema. It doesn't clearly look that this is part of the reins, the ropes that you're leading the animal with. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Nud, and he says, if you only let a tefach out, that's not really the iser. Elam kenotzi shtei tefachim. It really is two tefachim, and this tefach is like a gather over here that the rabbis put in, because sometimes you won't be able to measure it exactly. You have to hold it in your hand. A little bit may stick out. So as long as you have less than two tefachim, you're okay. So therefore they said, keep one tefach and you'll be certainly okay. Elam lamaisi yesh lahach melechatchila, but one should try not to let more than a tefach go out. Shlo yitzi afilu tefach. This is based upon the Gemara. The Mechaber continues, when you have a slack of too great amount between your leading the animal and the behemoth, so you have basically the rope in between you and the animal hanging down to the floor, so it shouldn't reach to within a tefach of the ground. The language is a little bit funny over here, and the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Nun Aleph tells us that it shouldn't reach to a tefach close to the ground. Because if it's so close to the ground, it doesn't look like you're leading the animal, except it just looks like the hamutter, which would be permissible. That would be permissible because you're allowed to lead the animal. But here, when it looks like you're just holding a rope in your hand, it looks like you're just carrying something, which is, of course, forbidden. Therefore, the Mechaber continues and he tells us, if it's a very long rope, what should you do? Go and wrap the rope, like we said previously, it's permissible around the neck of the animal, so there shouldn't be a lot of slack, and it doesn't look like you're just holding a rope in your hand, but it's clear that you're leading the animal. Now, the issue foot number 19 brings down, this is a very important idea for a seeing-eye dog. A blind person going out with a seeing-eye dog, and he has a rein, or he's holding onto a leash for the animal. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal, in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos of Paskins, she tochin she'osu lo lotzei semakelev b'shabbos l'shesarabi. You shouldn't go out with a seeing-eye dog in such a fashion into a public domain, because there is an isra of shvises behemto, and the animal, so to say, is working for you in this regard. And he adds, she'en lo v'irai shemutalassos kein, you can't bring a rai from over here that you're allowed to do this with the horse, that you can lead it with its reins, because there, the afsar bo lishmor al behema, there, the reins and the leading the animal over here is for the benefit of the animal's protection. As opposed to over here, when you're holding on to the leash of the seeing eye dog over here, you're not doing it for the benefit of the animal, you're doing it for the benefit of the person. And that, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, in a Rishu Sarabim, would be a problem. Sif Yuzayin, the Mechaber writes, Ein chamor yotzi b'maradas b'tvan she'en k'shu lo b'er Shabbos. We have a whole list of things over here, which the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Nun Beis tells us we've already learned in Sif Aleph and in Sif Yud Aleph, and the only reason they're all listed over here is Shnom Mishum Enoch, the Nishna Hakob Mishnah Achas B'Gemara, because there are many other things that are listed here, so for completeness' sake, we list all of them. This is from the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Nun Dalet Omud Beis. So the first thing we've already learned, that the Chamor can't go out with this blanket that's covering it itself up unless you attach it to it on Erev Shabbos. Likewise, you can't go out with a bell or bezug, Afa Bishupakov, even though the bell won't make any noise, because as we said, it's concern of carrying. May fall off, and you come to carry it. And this is what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot Nun Gimel. For all of these, he says, Tam kol elu, levad me'elu shenavar behedra tamam, except for those that we specifically mentioned otherwise. It's mishum dechayis aleh, you're concerned about the expensive item over here that may fall off, v'inofil osil asu, you come to carry it, dalet amasu shesarabin. Now we list new things. Below besulam shibetzavor, you're not allowed to go and have an animal go out with some sort of a ladder around its neck. What does that mean? The luchos, these are some sort of boards or splints, shikoshum sovitzavor, that you attach around the neck of the animal, shlo yichachik makoso, so it won't come and go and scratch at a wound that it may have. You see this all the time on dogs that wear some sort of like an inverted lampshade around their necks. Likewise, lo biritzur shibaraglo, you can't let the animal go out with some sort of a strap around its legs. V'hu kimin tabas ova, it's a thick type of a ring that's made she'osim yikash, from straw, and they do this, v'koshim biregel habehema shepsiosel kitzoros umaka regla zubazu. They do this for animals that have short legs, and the legs would tend to knock one against the other, so they separate them somewhat with these straw rings, v'osim lo zeh lohagin shelo taka zubazu, and this will prevent them from going and hitting one leg to the other. Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Nun Dalet, Zeo Perish Rashi, this is the way Rashi understands it. However, the Rif, Pirish Od, it gives a different explanation. They were talking here about Kishenikva Parso Shoregla Behemoth, somehow the animal has a split hoof and that's an illness over here. Kosher no so biritsu, and they wrap the split hoof together with some sort of a strap, kideisha tachlim v'sachzul kumoshoyit, in order to restore it to its previous state. And this is also the pirish of the Rambam in the pirish Hamishnais. Chaba continues and says, "Ve'ena tarnegolim yotzim b'chutim shekoshim v'raglein l'simon." Chickens can't go out with some sort of a string that you attach to them, so you identify whose chicken it is. Likewise, lo b'tzur shekoshim v'raglein. Likewise, they can't go out with some sort of a strap or a string that they wrap around their legs. Kadesh lo yishbru hakelim. They shouldn't go and break various utensils. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Nun Hey, the kasuch hayadim dim kosher l'raglein kadesh lo yuchlu l'vroach. But if it's there to prevent them from running away, then shari lo tzisben. Then it's permissible to go out. To kol ma'ashe derech laso slishmirosim, because anything that's made to protect the animal from running away, it shouldn't get hurt. Heavy lo kimo mabush, that is allowed. It's considered like clothing for it. The chen kosu b'sefer nezi yisrael b'shem chuvas mamer mordechai. The Chofetz Chaim brings down that there are others that disagree. However, he paskins over here in the Mishnah Berurah that it is permissible if it's a shmira. The Chaba continues, writes, "Ein ha'elim, rams are not allowed to go out. Yotzim ba'agolo shetachas al yusein. They can't go out with some sort of a wagon that would put underneath their tails, which would use to protect the tails. Shoshim lehem kidei, kain kidei shlo te'ayah negreis barit. So their bushy tails wouldn't go and get dragged on the ground and get ruined. Likewise, ve'ein ha'izim yotzos be'etz shodua. There was a certain type of well-known piece of wood that they would put, shenosnim b'chotmeim, they would put it in the noses of these goats, kidei she'ashu, that would make them go and sneeze. And as a result, v'yipolu toloim shibarseim, certain types of parasites, certain types of worms that would be inside their nose would therefore come out with the sneezing. So that's also not allowed to be done on Shabbos. Loa ega, likewise a calf, ba'ol katan, with a small yoke, shenosnim al tzavara, they would place around the neck of the animal. Likewise, velo bismam, not with a muzzle, shemenichim b'chot moshalego, they would put in the nose of the eagle, and the reason for both of these is kidei shlo yinak, the eagle shouldn't go and suckle from other calves. Mishnah Berurah explains this in Sifkat Nun Vav. He says a different reason. He says this is like a burden over here. This is considered like the muzzle that we put into the mouth of the paru, which we said is not allowed. Again, the concern is that it is a burden, and therefore it's not allowed. Likewise, the Mechaber continues, lo para ba'or shenosin al-dadeh, you can't let a cow go out with some sort of a leather cloth that they would place around its udder, shelo yinku hashrotzim, so that various shrotzim, reptiles, would not go and suckle from the cow. Below b'tzur shenekarnah, and likewise, not without a certain strap they would put between its horns, whether this strap was put there, bein imhi lishimur, for the protection of the animal somehow, bein imhi lenoi, or for the beautification of the animal. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains this of Kotan on Zion, the Zeh having a Tirusi Yisrael apart, having Masri. This is an excessive type of a Shmira for the cow, it doesn't need it, and this therefore is a burden, as we've already explained, the Chanal B'Sif Aleph. Likewise, the Mechaber continues to lotei tzei para, a cow, and the Ramah adds, Oshor or an ox, bechevel shibatzor, you can't let it go out with a rope around its neck. Lefish ena tzricha shmira, it doesn't need such a rope, and therefore it is an excessive shmira, and as the Mishnah Berurah says, sivkat nun ches, the heavy masri, this is a burden. However, as we've already pointed out previously in Sif Dalet, the Mishnah Berurah reminds us, v'im tova levarach, if it's a rebellious type of an animal, it is different than other cows and oxen, so then we've already explained in Sif Dalet that it is permissible. So all of these things are not permissible. However, the Mechaber now says, Abal agolim, but calves are allowed, mutarim, to go out, lefi shehem moridim akal. You can't put this type of a rope around the neck of a calf because they do run away frequently. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Nun Tes, afilu hachevel koruch tzavit zarar, and you can even have a long rope that you wrap around its neck. The yuchal atosom bechevel, that you can grab onto it in mivroch if the calf tries to run away. And this, we said, is also permissible in previously the Chanal b'sif aleph. Finally, the Ramah concludes over here, and he says, "Hagah, habehema yotze b'kameya mumchel behema. You're allowed to let an animal go out with an amulet that has been proven to work for whatever illness this behema has. Avalo b'she'ena mumcha, but not with an amulet that hasn't been proven. Afal pi shehi mumcha la'odim, even though it's been proven to be successful to prevent the human being from getting sick. However, you're not allowed to use it for an animal here. He brings us down the name of the Beis Yosef, the Rebbeinu Yerucham, and the Rambam. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkat Nun Samach, Mipnei Sha'odom Yeshlo Mazel, because the man has Mazel. He has more control, so to say, over what happens to him. And so to say, there's a more of a divine watching over him in terms of what will happen to him. And his individual status over here makes the Kameya work for a man, but Lavdaka, that'll work for an animal. Mashe Kein L'Behema, that doesn't have this aspect of Mazel. It's a very difficult concept to fully understand, and certainly not in the limited time that we have. Father will conclude today's share with Yishu foot number 20. He brings down, Avshalagabi Odom Kosov Lakam, and even though we're going to learn in Simon Shin Ches, Shim Yotz or the Kamea, Shaina Mumcha Eno Chayv Chatos, if a person does go out with a Kamea that's not a Mumcha Kamea, he's not Chayv Chatos because it's still considered Derek Malbush, so it's only an Issa Drabbanan, and therefore it should be permissible by the animal. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Shitochin Shirak Odom Shimamim Biskulas Kamea, Verozubo Nechav Lo Kamea Kalavush. The person who believes in the Kamea, even though it's not proven, that's considered a Lavush for him. But the animal, of course, has no such das, and therefore, for the animal, it would be considered a masa. That concludes today's shiur.